energy boom in Texas, a state whose economy, culture, and politics have been defined by cattle and fossil fuel booms and busts, is making it tough in the wide open spaces for some residents of that state. Besides being home to some of the largest oil deposits on Earth, Texas has rich shale deposits that, with new drilling technology, can be exploited for oil and especially natural gas. The 400-mile Eagle Ford Shale formations in East Texas lie beneath land on which 1.1 million people live, and it's one of the most active drilling sites in America today. Advanced fracking techniques to break up the layers of shale and snake-like drills that can bore in nearly any direction deep underground have opened Eagle Ford. Since 2008, the energy industry has drilled more than 7,000 oil and gas wells in the area, and another 5,500 have been approved by state regulators. The aggressive green light for this drilling and fracking is part of the historic Texas-style boom mentality, with some potential very Texas-sized environmental consequences. Inside Climate News conducted an investigation into air quality around Eagle Ford and the state of regulation and oversight over this latest energy bonanza. We spoke with Inside Climate News reporter Lisa Song.
It's a very rural part of Texas a lot of people don't know about, and what we found was pretty shocking. For example, nearly one in four Texas state legislatures or their spouses have a direct financial interest in the Eagle Ford Shale.
Forget the lawmakers. I mean, if you just look at the Texas Railway Commission that regulates this fracking, the three Governor Perry appointed commissioners collectively got something like $20 million from the industry in contributions in one way or another?
Well, there's actually two regulatory agencies in Texas with this industry. There's the Texas Railroad Commission, which has nothing to do with railroads, but they control drilling permits for oil and gas. And when you're looking at the air pollution part, which is what we focused on, that's controlled by a separate agency called the TCEQ, or Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. And those commissioners are appointed by Governor Perry. And for the Railroad Commission, their commissioners are actually elected officials, but they do receive a lot of contributions from the very industry that they are regulating.
All right. So in a situation where there seems to be a profound, deep sympathy for industry and energy development in the state of Texas, the story of Mary Alice Longoria seems particularly sad. I mean, describe the deterioration in her quality of life and why she is apparently not motivated to take her case anywhere to get sort of recompense from her government.
Well, Mary Alice Longoria is an X-ray technician, and she lives in Karnes County, which is basically at the heart of the drilling in the Eagle Ford. And she lives with her grandson, and she lives with her husband. And for a long time, they lived in a very calm and peaceful part of the county. And when the drilling came, her life was totally disrupted by the flares and the lights and the noise. And now she's afraid to let her grandson play outside because she's afraid the fumes will affect his health. And what she told us was that she never thought to complain because she didn't think it would do any good.
Is Longoria right? I mean, the industrial tax base in Karnes County has grown from $217 million back in 2008, you report, to $6.2 billion in 2013. It's a bonanza in the county.
What is very interesting is when you go to Karnes County, it does not look like a place that has billions of dollars of investment in the community. There are still some very poor parts of town, places that look rather run down, and some people who have benefited greatly because they have sold their mineral rights and have, you know, for the first time, financial security. And there are others who have not benefited from the boom financially at all. And for people like Longoria, all they can see and feel are the adverse impacts of the boom in terms of the health and the odors, you know, the things that they can smell.
What's in the air here, and how is it a particularly complicated health risk if you add up all the different kinds of things that people could be breathing as a result of this fracking?
There are many, many dozens or even hundreds of chemicals that are emitted at various stages. And you have things like hydrogen sulfide, which is a deadly gas when it's released in enough quantities. That is mostly a danger for workers. And then you have things like benzene, toluene, ethylbenzene. These are toxic gases that can lead to cancer if people are exposed for long enough. We found nearly 300 complaints from local residents in the Eagle Ford since 2010. It's people calling the TCEQ and saying, you know, I'm having nosebleeds, I have headaches, there's a chemical smell in the air, my kids are sick, I think it's being caused by this industry. And to really try and see, is it those gases that are causing these symptoms, we need the scientific studies to figure that out. And that is what we don't have right now.
We also don't appear to have much in the way of actual oversight in Texas. There's something called permit by rule, where polluters in certain categories are just permitted to do whatever they want. And even the big players, when they violate, aren't necessarily fined. Tell me the story of Mike and Myra Cerny.
What happened with them was, you know, they live within a couple miles of many, many wells and processing and production facilities. And one of the facilities called Sugarhorn Central, the regulators actually had documented problems at that plant. There were emission events where they were venting, you know, thousands of pounds of toxic gases when they were not supposed to. But in the end, the company was not fined.
And the residents weren't warned.
Right. And the residents had no warning. For the Sugarhorn plant and actually a different plant nearby, there were a couple instances when the regulators were on site doing an inspection. And they write in the report that, you know, the pieces of equipment was emitting so many gases that it was dangerous. And the regulators actually left the scene to prevent exposure. But, you know, they didn't warn the residents that something like this was happening near their homes.
What's the takeaway, do you think, from all this investigation? Is this a Texas story that people who are near drilling sites around the country where natural gas is increasingly obtained through fracking is something they don't have to worry about? Or is air pollution as opposed to water pollution, which we think much more about, maybe the real issue?
I think what's happening in Texas could have an impact on what's happening in other states. You know, Texas could be a sort of cautionary tale for states like New York or California that are looking at how to regulate fracking and if they allow it in their states.
Lisa Song, a reporter for Inside Climate News. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.